That white woman knows what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
She come see what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd tell her when I want, she'd go on back.
Mm-hmm.
And say, when you want me again, ring the bell. And I'd do it.
Mm-hmm.
I could do some work, but I can't work now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had a spell here Monday. I ain't done no good much since.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor told me I'd have to be more careful of what I eat. I can't eat tomatoes and peas and different things like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be careful what I eat now.
Mm-hmm.
But I can eat most anything. And I let Ethel buy my groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets all the... I'll buy it all my money. Do you know Jack Jackson in Menlo?
No, I'm not from Menlo. I'm from Atlanta.
Oh, this is a man in Menlo. He tends to own my business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes. And so anything I want fixed, I have to get see him to let him fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Like around the house.
Mm-hmm.
I can do anything you can. And would go out there and dig and work in the yard, but I did till this last summer. I'll give down on it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't working on the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe when warm weather comes again, you'll feel better.
I hope I will. I love to get out and pick up a hoe and work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love city all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to sit here.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
I know it is.
If you've been used to work, you want to work again.
Mm-hmm.
My husband was a hard worker. When he built his house, Ringwood, I didn't want him to build it.
Why not?
I didn't want to live down here close to the church. I said, they always just flog in on you.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, you
mm-hmm.
can't get out hard.
Mm-hmm.
I said, build it somewhere else. He said, no. I said, I want to put it right here where you bought. I bought the land.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't think I was able to work and buy land.
Mm-hmm.
He bought his on the hill, and I bought mine down here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is mine down. This land was down here was mine.
And you bought it with money that you made working?
What? Washed and ironed and cooked for people.
Mm-hmm.
Cooked dinner for them. Ever since cooked that meat, what about it?
Mm-hmm.
They won't do it now.
Mm-mm.
I've cooked a many, many, many meals, 50 cents, and thought I was getting something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess what they give me a whole lot of cold bills I carried home. I didn't have no children, nor nobody but me and Bob and my husband.
You never did have any children?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And just us two. We raised children of other folks' children. We had a girl then was staying with a dealer. Her mother and father died, and we took her as a cousin of ours.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him I'd take her and raise her, the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd take her and raise her. And I took her and raised her. And she married and died since then, and I'm still living.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I took another girl. You remember Will Bowles?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, I took his wife said she's going to die. And I was the only woman she wanted to raise her baby. She says, you raised Dealey, and I want you to raise my baby. I took her baby and raised it, 22 months old, and I took it and kept it till she married.
Hmm.
And the school that her daddy did in Chattanooga here till she finished there, and then she went off then to Washington. To school, and she stayed down and she married up there, but she's been back home since then.
Mm-hmm.
She come back, she still comes there once in a while. She didn't come this Christmas. She wrote me and told me she couldn't come. That one of the boys was sick,
mm-hmm.
and she had stayed home.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just doing fairly well.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. How did your mother and father happen to come to Chattooga County?